viewing is via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. North Korea showed off a gigantic new intercontinental ballistic missile Saturday. Analysts described it as the largest of its kind in the world. This during a military parade marking the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. At the event, thousands of troops not wearing masks marched on despite the coronavirus threat. Pyongyang says there have been no COVID-19 cases in North Korea. The ICBM was rolled through Kim Il-sung Square as leader Kim Jong-un watched. Footage from state broadcaster KCTV showed the event. Nuclear negotiations between Pyongyang and Washington have been deadlocked since the collapse of the Hanoi summit last year, and the North is believed to have continued developing its arsenal. It's already launched missiles which can reach anywhere in the continental U.S., but analysts suggest the new weapon could have multiple reentry capabilities, which would help it evade U.S. defense systems. Kim told parade watchers that his country needs its arsenal to deter a U.S. invasion. Women in the crowd wiped tears from their eyes as he spoke. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started, with intensive care wards filling up again and bars shutting down. Making matters worse, authorities say, is a widespread case of COVID fatigue, record high daily infections in several Eastern European countries, and sharp rebounds in the hard-hit West have made it clear that Europe never really crushed the COVID-19 curve. Spain this weekend declared a state of emergency for Madrid. Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing in newly flaring hotspots. And Italy mandated masks outdoors. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking to get his campaign back on track a week after he was sidelined with the coronavirus, which has killed more than 213,000 Americans. As questions linger about his health, he's set to hold an event at the White House today and what he calls a big rally in Sanford, Florida, on Monday. Mr. Trump on Friday held what his campaign billed as a radio rally as he dialed into the show of a conservative radio host, despite some public and private surveys showing him trailing his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. Mr. Trump predicted a greater victory in 2020 than he had 4 years ago. Meanwhile, the president said in a Fox News interview last night that he had stopped taking medications to combat his coronavirus. A ruling by a U.S. federal judge means voters in the U.S. state of Texas will have multiple locations where they can drop off their absentee ballots for the November presidential election. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman granted an injunction Friday against Texas Governor Greg Abbott's order that there will be only one drop-off location for each county. Abbott, a Republican, said the limit on ballot boxes was meant to discourage voter fraud. The judge wrote in his decision, however, that by limiting ballot return centers to one per county, older and disabled voters living in Texas's large and populous counties would have to travel further distances to more crowded ballot return centers, where they would be at an increased risk for COVID-19 exposure. The U.S. has a long history of absentee ballot voting, but this year Republican President Trump and many Republican lawmakers have opposed it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer of the U.S. state of Michigan says governors from both major political parties have reached out to her to share stories of extremism in their states. Whitmer says she was targeted by domestic terrorists in a kidnapping plot that was foiled by federal agents. Whitmer says extremism isn't unique to Michigan and that both Republicans and Democrats need to take it on. Authorities announced Thursday that they had stopped a scheme to kidnap Whitmer. Government says the plot involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. Kyrgyzstan's security service said Saturday that it had rearrested the former president, whom supporters had freed from jail during post-election protests. The arrest came as the incumbent president reasserted control following unrest after a disputed parliamentary election in which several prominent politicians were freed. The State National Security Committee said the former president had been arrested on suspicion of organizing mass disorder, along with one of his bodyguards and another accomplice. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.